4. Tight beam M32, TRA, at N4.28.864.0001. Hex eccentric, shoot them later. OGSV, anticipation of a new lover's arrival, V. It was me. Tight beam M32, TRA, at N4.28.864.1971. Hex GSV, anticipation of a new lover's arrival, V. Oh, eccentric, shoot them later. What was you? I was the go-between. For the information transmitted from the R-forgetted tendency to SC. One of our people on tier saw their front light cruiser Fury's purpose as it arrived back there. It had a location in a Lench code burned onto its scar hull. The information was transmitted from the tendency mission on tier to me. I passed it on to the different Tan and the Steely Glints. My usual contacts in the group, Oblique Gang. I would guess the signal was then relayed to the GSV Ethics Gradients, home ship of the GCU Fate Amenable to Change, which subsequently discovered the accession. So, in a sense, this is all my fault. I apologize. I had hoped this confession would never be necessary, but having turned this over in my mind, I have concluded that, as was the case concerning the passing on of the original information regarding the Scarhull signal in the first place, I had no choice. Had you guessed? Had you started to? Do you still trust me? It had occurred to me, but I had no access to tendency transmission records, and was unwilling to ask the other gang members directly. I trust you no less for what you say. Why are you telling me now? I would like to retain that trust. Have you discovered anything else? Yes, I think there's a link to a man called Gunnar Hoff-Owen, a contact representative with the Affront, on a habitat called God's Hole in the Fernblade. He left there the day after the accession was discovered. SC has hired 3 Affronter battle cruisers to take him to Tyr. They're due there in 14 days. His biography, files attached. You see the connection. That ship again. You think it involved beyond what we believe we have agreed to already. Yes, and the grey area. The times look a little unlikely. If it really pushed itself, the GA can reach Tyr in, what, 3 days or so after this human gets there. But that still leaves our other concern 2 months or more out of touch. I know. Still, I think there's something going on. I'm following up all the avenues of investigation I can. I'm making further inquiries through the more likely contacts mentioned in his file. But it's all going terribly slowly. Thank you for your candor. I shall remain in touch. You're welcome. Do keep me informed. Stuttered tight point M32, TRA, at N4.28.865.2203. Hex eccentric, shoot them later. OLSV, serious callers only. Got fed up waiting. I called it. Signal file attached. Stutter tight point M32, TRA, at N4.28.865.2690. Hex LSV, serious callers only. Oh, eccentric, shoot them later. And now it trusts you, no less, ha! I remain convinced it was the right thing to do. Whatever, it is done. What of the ship you asked to head for Pitance? On its way. And why Pitance? Is it not obvious? Perhaps not. Mayhap the paranoia of the anticipation of a new lover's arrival is contagious. However that may be, let me make my argument. Pitance houses a veritable cornucopia of weaponry. Indeed, the weapons deployed there, just to protect the main cache of munitions, that is, the ships alone, represents a vast stockpile of potential destruction. Certainly, the store's course takes it nowhere near the accession, but it has taken it into the general volume, within which the affront have some interest. Now, while it has almost certainly gone unnoticed, and even if it is spotted and tracked, it can be of no interest to the affront. And, of course, it is anyway well able to defend itself, and it is not part of the subtle mobilization being organized by the Steely Glint. It nevertheless represents the greatest concentration of materiel in the vicinity. I start to wonder, when, roughly, did the culture start to have doubts, serious doubts, about the affront? And when was Pitance chosen as one of the ship's stores? Around the same time. Indeed, Pitance was chosen, fitted out, and stocked, entirely within the timescale of the debate which took place at the end of the Edirian War, regarding military intervention against the affront. There are billions of bodies like Pitance, the galaxies littered with such pieces of wreckage wandering between the stars. Yet Pitance was chosen as one of only 11 such stores. A rock whose slow progress would take it into a frontier space within 5 or 6 centuries, depending on how fast the affront expanded their sphere of influence, and which might well remain within that sphere for the foreseeable future, given that a frontier influence could easily push its borders out at a greater rate than that of a slowly tumbling rock, moving at much less than a percent of light speed. How fortuitous to have such a wealth of weaponry embedded in a front space! Might not this all, in fact, be a set-up? Think about this. Is this not just the sort of thing you would be proud to have thought up? Such foresight, such patience, such attention to the long game, such plausible protestations of innocence, should the coincidence be remarked upon or revealed. I know I'd be pleased with myself had I been part of such a plan. Lastly, on the Committee of Mines, which oversaw the choice of these stores, the names Wertra, Different Tan, and Not Invented Here, all sound rather familiar, think ye not. Taken altogether, and even recognizing that this is almost certainly a blind alley, I thought it irresponsible not to have a sharp eye attached to a sympathetic mind in the vicinity of that precious little rock. All right, point taken. And what of whatever you were working on? My original idea was to attempt to find someone acceptable on Tyr, who might be persuaded to our purpose. However, this proved impractical. There is considerable contact and SC presence on the habitat, but nobody, I think, we could risk sharing our apprehensions with. Indeed, I have the tentative agreement of an old ally to support our cause, should the occasion arise. It is a month or more from Tyr, and the accession lies beyond there on its orientation. But it has access to a number of warships. The tricky part is that some of them may be called up in the mobilization, but a few may be put at our disposal. Not as warships, I hasten to add. Certainly not against other culture ships, but as counters, as it were, or delivery systems. If and when we find a vulnerable point in the conspiracy we believe might exist. Is Genau Hofhellen person? I may make my own inquiries in that direction, if I can avoid stepping on the metaphorical toes of our co-concernee. The affront angle is the one that worries me. So aggressive, such drive. For all our oft-repeated horror at their effects on others, there exists, I think, a kind of grudging admiration in many culture folk for the affront's energy, not to mention their apparent freedom from the effects of moral conscience. Such an easy threat to see, and yet so difficult a problem to deal with. I dread to think what awful plan might be hatched with a thoroughly clear conscience by perfectly estimable minds to deal with such a perceived menace. Equally, given the qualitative scale of the opportunity which may be presented by the accession, the affront are just the sort of species, and at precisely the most likely stage in their development, to attempt some sort of mad undertaking, which, however likely to fail, if it did succeed, might offer rewards justifying the risk. And who is to say they would be wrong in making such a judgment? Look, the damned accession hasn't done anything yet. All this nuisance has been caused by everybody's reaction to it. Serve us all right if it turned out it is a projection of some sort, some god's jest. I'm growing impatient, I don't mind telling you. The fate amenable to change stands off, watching the accession doing nothing, and reporting on it every now and again. Various low-level involves are puffing themselves up and girding their scrawny loins, with a view to taking a sightseeing trip to the latest show in town, and in the vague hope that if there is some sort of action, they'll be able to pick up some of it. And all that the rest of us are doing is sitting around waiting for the big guns to arrive. I wish something would happen.